Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
All right, let's hop right into the trash here. Hamilton is coming back to San Francisco. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a good one.
To me.
Oh, God. Empires fall. So good. Comes to shove, I will. To remind you of your love. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Da, don't da, wink at me.
Da 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 da.
That was more of a blink. I did both eyes. I just won.
On. That's a king singing to the colonies. Oh, all right, all right. I guess I can't listen to the whole song. Hamilton's
you can
coming
at home.
Yeah, and I probably will. You know, it's been a while since I listened to this soundtrack. Forever and ever and ever.
You can listen with Gretchen.
Oh yeah, we used to do that. Mm.
That's the You'll sample from back. iTunes. Sorry.
Time will tell. The play Hamilton is returning to San Francisco. Tickets go on sale Monday morning. It's running February 12th through September 8th at the SHN Orpheum. Monday morning, 10 a.m., hamilton.shnsf.com. Tickets are between $111 and $214. There are a select number of $686 premium seats, and there's a max of 4 tickets per account. And there's going to be a lottery for 44 seats at $10 a piece for all performances. Details about the lottery will be announced later. Hamilton was first here in March of 2017. And it's back, everybody. And it seems like they got all the suckers the first time around. The tickets are a lot less expensive this time around.
Are they? People are texting that they're more expensive.
They are?
510 says, got our third row tickets. Got our third row tickets on order. $450 for the pair.
Suckers.
But people texted earlier saying they were
I
more expensive.
I want to say I paid $500 a ticket.
Ugh. Damn.
Or right. Some. Maybe I paid $250 a ticket. I can't remember.
Whatever it is.
Anyway,
not helping the promotion at all, though, guys.
Well,
I mean, here's
they're not,
my
well, they're not
zipped.
Paying us. Yeah, they're not paying us, so we can ruminate. I don't remember. All I know is Vinny paid $900 a ticket.
Oh, come on. Don't do that to him. All right.
Vinny, so don't make a mad.
You know what I don't have? Oh, I do have it. Here it is. It's time for the new music. We are going to start. Oh, by the way, this is Hooman's segment. Hooman does a ton of work for the new music.
He's been gone all morning.
He's been just running around frantically all morning.
That's right. All right, let's get right into it. Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie's coming out.
Yeah.
It's the movie about Queen.
In 2 weeks, right? 3 weeks?
November 3rd.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because he's very unflappable. I just gave him a wink, and he winked right back without skipping a beat. I was like, wow, that's very well done. Good for you.
So I didn't think they were going to include this in the soundtrack, but 20th Century Fox did something different with their anthem because it's the Queen film. So I grabbed it. It's short, but I just thought this is the way the movie starts.
Wait, oh, this is how it starts.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
20th Century Fox
theme.
Like, theme song.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. It's like Brian May's sound.
It is.
I wonder if he was the one who. Ooh. Oh my God!
Of course
my
he
heart
was the
is
one.
Already pounding.
What do you mean? You wonder if? Of course
well,
he was.
I don't know if he played at all the because there is a dude in the movie who is playing the parts. I just wonder if he's faking the parts.
Yeah,
and
he
May
is. There, everyone's
the,
faking. It's the real band is doing
in
everything.
All the
yeah.
Even the studio scenes and stuff were.
Well, yeah, they're. I mean, they're doing the gesticulations with their hands
but
and their
Brian
mouths.
May
yeah,
he's yeah, playing.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so this Live Aid is a huge part of the film, and during Live Aid, there's this amazing moment, and it's on the soundtrack, so I grabbed it.
All right.
And it's called A.O.
That
oh,
is
boy.
Awesome. So that's actual recording from the actual Live Aid.
That's correct.
Oh my
yeah.
God, how amazing. So this is all on the soundtrack. Huh?
This,
that's
yeah.
fun.
So this is, they remastered Killer Queen, so I just grabbed that.
Oh yeah, okay. Oh, so good. So this is basically just, if you love Queen, here's a record for you of all the Queen songs.
It is.
And How many songs are on it?
It looked like there were at least 22.
All right.
Maybe more. I grabbed one more because, I don't know, I just liked it. And it's live in Paris.
Okay.
So here's Fat Bottom Girls.
Blue-eyed floozy on the way. Oh, God, so good. We're going to do some Queen tonight, I think.
You should.
Oh, so good.
Wait, I thought you play cards on Friday night.
No, tonight every we're hanging
other
out
Friday
with, yeah, every other Friday night. Tonight my brother will be over with his wife and we'll sing. Plus we sing with the card people too. Oh. Card people like singing.
That's all you had. It wasn't that bottom girls. You make them recommend.
Yeah, it was. But I just.
Won't you take me home tonight?
That's the main line.
Down beside that red firelight.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay.
So,
moving on.
Elle King, who we know, who's been on the show. Yeah. She has her new album out.
Hold on. Oh, never mind.
Yes.
Go ahead. So, new album out, Shake the Spirit. I didn't see the one band I'm interested in this week, and it's not on here. Jeez. I might have to move that one up.
Which one?
Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, we can do that. You want to do that right now?
Yeah, let's do the Greta Van Fleet first.
All right.
So, this is the band that is supposedly Led Zeppelin.
Well, you've heard
incarnate. So, I've only heard a couple. So this is their full-length debut album. It's out today.
Michael Martin had heard of these guys when they first made the news, and they had a little EP out. And the EP, there's no doubt. They
even do a nod. There's a coming from the land of the ice and snow.
They are truly so influenced by Led Zeppelin. Even Robert Plant has gone like, well, these guys sound like someone I know. I mean, that's his quote. So they're very much in a Led Zeppelin sort of.
So Anthem of the Peaceful Army is the name of the full length. And you grab two songs from me here. Give them to me.
Here is Love Reliever.
Oh, funny.
You like it? I don't like it, just so you know.
Jimmy and Robert are like, oh, we could have written that.
Well, here's one of the problems, is it does feel so derivative, and they're trying to, the kids, they're just kids, they're young dudes. They're like, no, we're not, we have our own sound, and it's like, you need to listen to Led Zeppelin and realize, like...
They clearly have listened to Led Zeppelin.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's not debatable.
I'm actually fine with it. They're not... They're stealing the sound, but they're not stealing the songs. The singer is definitely a little different, like
a little, barely,
a little,
any,
a little more.
I have heard though their live shows are excellent.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm like, oh, new songs from Zeppelin, I'm down. Like, I will definitely be asking my personal home assistant to
play
some Greta Van Fleet tonight.
All right,
you want
the next one? Is the Cold Winter? Let's
Here
hear
we
this.
Go.
Great, everyone. It's a new Zeppelin album. I don't like the singer as much as Robert Plant, but I'll take it. I'm down. I'm into this band.
You are?
Yeah.
They're babies. I mean, they might grow into... So they're like early 20s.
Great.
Wow.
We get another 15 years of Zeppelin.
650 says, I saw Greta Van Fleet at Fox in Oakland. Phenomenal.
Yeah. I've heard they're really good live and...
Well, I'm down. Greta Van Fleet it is. All right, moving on. Elle King, Shake the Spirit.
I think this is the title track. It's called Good Thing Gone.
Well, the title track is Shake the Spirit.
Oh, is it?
The name of the album. So.
All right, here we go.
I like her voice a lot. Like, the blues is perfect for her.
Soulful.
Yep.
Good love, brief.
I love a good set of oohs.
Oh, you do?
I do. Okay, give me the other one. Next one's called Sober?
Yeah, here we go.
All right. Sounds great. That's a cool effect, like a little weird overmodulation-y, transistor-y sounding thing.
She has two songs with that effect on it.
That's nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, Disturbed has a record out today. This is a record that they're dedicating to Linkin Park.
That's right, yeah. Here's your...
I guess they're all pretty good friends. And oh, yeah, thank you. You never did give me back my thingamajiggy.
Yeah.
So the Disturbed thing is a seventh album, and it's a tribute to dead musicians Chester Bennington of Linkin Park and Vinnie Paul of Pantera.
Mm.
So it's called Evolution, and what did you grab off?
Here's Are You Ready?
All right. Stop yelling at me. Okay. Give me the next one. Sound of Silence. Is this the song I think it is?
Yeah. So
with Miles Kennedy.
Yeah. So Miles Kennedy is the lead vocalist for Slash's backing band.
Okay.
He was born in Boston. He also has a band called Alter Bridges.
Good job, buddy.
Oh, you know this guy? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is live in Paris.
All right. I love this song.
Oh, you do?
I really do.
Okay. It builds. Mm-hmm. All right. Just wait for this part here.
Okay. Is the high voice the Miles Kennedy guy?
I think it is.
And so the main singer is?
Yeah.
The singer for Disturbed. Oh, pretty. That's nice.
You like it?
I liked a Disturbed song, you guys. and the third one is Venom?
Yeah, okay. If you wanted one
sure.
more rock
give me one more.
Song.
Why not? Well, they're rocking, you know. Next up is the mid-90s soundtrack, which was... It's actually not the soundtrack. This is original music from the motion picture.
You're right. So the original...
these are songs I've heard before. Pixie's Wave of Mutilation is not a new song.
Right. So the music that is done by Trent Reznor is like piano music.
Oh,
that's,
it's like...
Yeah, it's not like... I mean, it's good for the movie. It's just not great for radio. So on Spotify, yes.
Well, I thought you said it was all rap music, because these are... I don't
there
know
is.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien, but...
Well, I do, and so does Vinny.
And is that a rap guy?
It is.
It's a rap
okay.
guy.
Yeah. So anyway, on Spotify only, you can get the music that's in the film.
Okay.
Oh.
So we were able to log into an account and grab it from... So this is...
But this is... So this is not the thing that's being released today. Don't be confused, but the thing
on
that's
Spotify
being...
it is, but okay. The thing that's being released today is, for everybody, is the...
It's Trent
piano music.
Trent Reznor
from,
and Atticus Ross, who did, so it's the music that plays while the scene's going on.
Exactly.
Okay,
underneath,
so what
yeah.
did you grab here?
So the first one is Wave of Mutilation by Pixies, and it really sets the tone of kind of the vibe of the film. Hearing the song makes me think about the film.
Makes me think about working at an alt station.
Oh, it does?
Yes. Pixies.
I love
I haven't
this.
Heard this song in 20 years.
I love this song so much.
Wave of Mutilation. And the other one is that you've grabbed is Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Mista Dobalina.
Correct. Here we go.
Okay. This is what rap music should sound like. Come on.
Here comes his rapping.
So tons of that kind of thing on the soundtrack, right? You said it was mostly rap?
Yeah, and some like Nirvana and stuff like that, some alternative, but yeah.
Next up, we'll go through this one quickly. We actually heard a song from this about a week ago. Yoko Ono has a new record out today called Warzone, everybody.
If you can get through the entire minute of this, do it. If you want to stop
play
it
a
early,
whole minute, yeah.
It's up to you. I mean, this is the best one on the album.
The Imagine song that we heard is also, that we heard it last week.
Right. This one's way better than
okay,
the Imagine
Warzone.
Here we go.
Well, oh, my God. Okay, well, she's got something to say. You know, that's... Oh, a harmony. Oh. Okay,
horrible.
Enough of that.
Yeah.
Next up is Yoko Ono, It's Gonna Rain.
Okay, here we go. I like this one, too.
Oh. Just for her.
For her. She's got Beatles money. She doesn't need anyone to buy this.
I feel like she's singing for her dead husband.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
I feel like we played more of her than we did the Bohemian Rhapsody.
I know. We did.
Why?
This is
so
funny.
Crazy.
Super funny. Lindsey Stirling. I like Lindsey. Warmer in the Winter. It's a Christmas album.
That's correct.
And so she has all kinds. She's the
violinist.
Mm-hmm. Does she do the singing or does she always have guest people?
Always.
All right.
Yeah, so I didn't grab just the violin stuff.
All
so
right, fine.
This is her with Becky G from Fifth Harmony.
All right. Oh, that's cute.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I'm ready for Christmas.
Does this help?
Oh, it helps. I love it.
She did a cover of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, with Sabrina Carpenter singing.
That's correct. So Sabrina Carpenter is a big Disney Channel person.
Oh,
so if
okay.
you don't watch it, you won't know who she is. But they did a okay job.
All right. That's nice. I do love that song. Too bad we don't get to Lil Yachty and Juice WRLD in future.
All right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Come on.
Too bad. No, we heard some good rap today. All right, what's coming up, Vinny?
Vaping makes the news.
Oh.
Also, Banksy makes the news, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. And I see that they're already lined up, ready to win. Caller number 97, wins a Disney gift card, and then is in the running for the Disney Cruise Escape to the Bahamas. If you've been following at Jane Picks on Instagram or Alice973 on Instagram, you've been seeing Jane's amazing time she's having. Call now. Caller 97 gets a Disney gift card and is in the running for the Disney Cruise Escape to the Bahamas. Three vacations in one. Enjoy Disney magic and one-of-a-kind entertainment found only on board. Lots of chances to win, to get qualified. 11:30, 3:30, 5:30, or right now. Caller number 97, 800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home of real deals for over 30 years and the Fall into Savings event now. That's Carlson Subaru at carlsonsubaru.com. All right, real quick, Boston has made its way. They finished off their series and have against Houston and have made their way into the World Series. Milwaukee is in a must-win situation tonight against the Dodgers. If they don't, we have a Red Sox-Dodgers World Series. There's that. Stanford won in college football last night. And coming up this weekend, we've got our guy's team, our boy.
Oh, my kid?
Yeah. Mm. He's a Cal kid.
Yep.
And they play at Oregon State on Saturday.
All right.
Is he going to travel?
No.
Oh,
nope.
I know
he
Corvallis
has D&D
well.
Club and his SETI club this weekend. So
SETI?
He can't go. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Oh, my God.
He's in a club. Kid follows in his mom's footsteps. I'm like, we got to get off this planet. He's like, yeah, I agree. Let's do it.
SETI?
Yeah, SETI.
What do they do? Can you walk me through briefly a meeting of SETI?
I've never been to one.
How can you not ask that?
Well, I have asked. I mean, they do like satellite monitoring. They have like he's got his own.
They monitor satellites.
They do. And they're looking for any anomalies and that kind of crap. They're searching for extraterrestrial intelligence.
What have they found?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing so far.
But they
but he's
actually.
He set up his own near Earth satellite monitoring station at our house.
And when they meet, they sit down.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what they do, Vinny. I can't even.
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure
ask.
It's super nerdy.
Well, whatever. You're not curious?
I mean, he's told me. I'm telling you. They monitor. They just talk about stuff. I don't know. I'm not at those meetings. I'm like, sounds great.
All right.
Get us off the planet, dear.
I'm interested in that. Not just what they do at
right.
a meeting, not
yep.
the other part, the actual search for or even finding of. Or,
imagine that, finding that. Oh.
And then what do?
Yell and scream, I guess.
All
oh
right.
my God, it's out there.
Young Californians love their vaping.
So I hear.
This study from, it looks like Stanford. And they do say these vape things, these e-cigs, they can kill you. So they are not a safe alternative. Maybe safer.
What can they do to you?
What, the e-cigs?
Yeah.
They're bad for your lungs.
Hmm.
But one popular brand in particular with the name Juul, J-U-U-L, is that
the one?
Oh,
no, they're the ones
them.
That look like little thumb drives.
Hmm.
Oh, right. So you've tried it.
Yeah, Danielle uses those.
They have the same level of addicted nicotine as nearly two packs of cigarettes.
Damn.
That's from Stanford University research. They found that young Juul users were far more likely to have vaped in the past. So they're saying this Juul is so much more addictive that the kids who end up on that one end up
Smokers, right? Or, you know, maybe they'll always be on vaping or whatever. But there's no question that, and listen, a lot of the tobacco companies are now behind these tobacco-less things because what they want is nicotine addicts. That's all they care about.
So that's, I have a couple questions for you because that is a curiosity. So they're adding nicotine to these. It's not in the product. They add it to the product, right?
To the vape things?
Yeah.
When I started vaping 10 years ago, that was what I was looking for. I was looking for a smoke-free alternative to smoking.
Right.
I didn't, and for me, it's great. I don't have the stench. It's not nearly as expensive. But am I still nicotine's bitch? 100%. You can pick the level of nicotine that you want.
So you could, just like I chewed the gum And you can get a different level of nicotine in the gum to wean yourself off slowly.
You can get zero.
Oh, you
remember
can.
Remember, I got a zero amount, and you were like, there's no point in this. There's nothing to this.
Huh.
That was a long time ago. But yeah, so I'm at like 1.8 whatever the grams. I don't know what
per
little
cartridge.
So I don't know.
All right, now let me ask you another question. Okay. So what flavor do you use?
Menthol.
Menthol?
Yes, they're kind of minty.
According to the Stanford research, this article, by the way, is in the Chronicle today. Most of those using Juul scored high on the addiction score sheet. Juul users were far more attracted to the products of non-tobacco flavor like fruit, mint, and menthol than they were the tobacco-flavored variety. So you could buy one of those that you do to taste like a cigarette?
They do have ones that are
tobacco flavored.
But they're gross.
Oh.
They taste gross. Like mine is just, you know, all I really wanted, it's like a mouth thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I like to pull in. I like to have the quote-unquote smoke because it's just water vapor. It doesn't have a serious... Some of them do smell. Like I've been around kids doing those giant... They have like a huge reservoir and the huge cloud of smoke.
Right.
And I can smell that smoke and it smells fruity or you know, whatever
bubble
their flavor
gum,
is.
Yeah.
I can't really smell mine. I mean, I think that they do have... There's a smell, like rooms I'll walk into that I have vaped in often. I'll be like, oh, there's like a certain smell. But it's not like one of those, it's not a cloying smoke smell or a fruit smell.
Well, Juul's the big one, I guess. Yeah. They've got the majority of the market, they say, and that's the one that's loaded with nicotine.
Well, I'm sure they've all got their content in them. That's, you know, that's how they keep you on them. Mm.
When that Banksy video, when that Banksy
painting
went up for auction at Sotheby's and then the thing started to automatically shred itself, I saw that story in the news and just loved it.
Yeah.
Just because I'm interested in art, artists, they're so weird and creative and see the world in a way that I don't, and I liked it. I thought that was kind of neat that he had...
Right.
Put so much effort into it. You'd think he'd finish the painting and be like, off into the world, you.
And
have a good one.
The thing was that he didn't ever want them to sell for profit or something or sell at auction.
Apparently, he didn't want them sold at auction specifically.
And we think that he might, or some agent of his must have been in the audience because the minute the gavel went down, somebody pushed a button and activated the shredder that was in the frame.
That's right. So now we're getting news that although the shredder was designed specifically and went off as it was supposed to, everything did not go as planned. The artist intended to shred the entire painting. So it did.
Oh, it jammed or stopped or...
Exactly right. It was not supposed to stop halfway.
Oh, how do we know this?
Because they're saying it now. So this is the story I've got here in front of me. When it was sold at auction, it sold for $1.4 million. The hammer came down, and the painting started to shred itself right there in front of everybody. What they're saying is, and by the way, these people loved it. Like, now that they've had time to, you know, sit on it, they're like, he made more art right there in front of us.
Right.
Following a surprise intervention on the night, we are pleased to confirm the sale of the artist's newly titled Love is in the Bin, as in it was destroyed.
Oh, got it.
The first artwork in history to have been created live during the auction.
Oh my God, how funny.
When the hammer came down last week, the work was shredded. I was at first shocked. This is from the buyer who finished paying the $1.4 million for the half-shredded art. But they're saying that it was meant to be shredded entirely and that the thing didn't work as it was supposed to.
There's a video showing the whole thing shredding.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, it must be, you know, an example of it. But it was supposed to go all the way. And not hang from the bottom either, like fall through and fall onto the floor.
Yeah, the end of the new video captures what should have happened. The entire painting is shredded essentially beyond repair, collapsing onto the floor in what is undoubtedly... meant to be an exuberant statement of artistic value.
Zero.
Right.
So it's now worth, I mean, no wonder if that chaps is high, that it's now worth more because it half shredded, so she still got half the paint. Mm. Imagine if all of a sudden the shredder kicks it, like she hangs it on the wall and the thing kicks the rest of the way in. What if it's like programmed to be a delayed reaction? Oh my God.
It's neat though that this is...
It's great.
All of that is in motion.
And we're actually talking about
it. Well, I don't know why you wouldn't.
Right?
I mean, I guess because none of us would ever buy any art.
Certainly not for $1.4 million.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, I'll buy art, but it's got to be reasonable. Like a nice poster.
I was thinking, a nice flower.
Yeah, you got Blacklight Kiss posters, don't you?
I got rid of them.
You got rid of them?
Well, we changed that from a studio to my sheet shack.
And you didn't keep the Kiss poster? You
no,
like Kiss?
No, because I had to, I put shelving up everywhere. So I had to take them all down. Even the ones on the ceiling.
By the way, thank you for the new bracelets for my kid.
Oh,
and
you're welcome.
And she does not, in fact, have 3.5-inch
Thank God.
Wrists.
Thank
what
goodness.
Did she do with them?
She gave them back to me. I took them. I opened them up and
she fixed them.
Oh, yeah. good.
I'll bring them back. She was like, she had the one on that almost or mostly fit, and said, "I'm going to share this tomorrow." And I was like, "She's going to fix it." And she was all, "Nope, it's fixed. It's good. This one's
meanwhile,
good."
There's a huge piece of elastic showing.
Yeah, I was too tight.
Her circular, her arm turns
right
through.
Exactly.
So we worked that off for her, and thank you for fixing.
Sure.
That.
Oh my God! I'm just please send me a picture.
Will do. Him. I'll post it.
Oh, okay,
on my Instagram.
Thank you.
I'm always
great.
Looking for something to post. The most popular place to eat for late night. This is, you know, not a local story because I'm sure there's little spots in the Mission people would say, "Oh, we go
sure taquerias." Everywhere.
Right. Taco Bell though is number one.
Oh,
the favorite place to grab late night food.
That's when it's the best. Garbagey food.
McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, and Denny's is your top five.
When I lived in St. Louis, which is the only time I've ever been to White Castle, that was where you would go. You go to White Castle. But I was like, I tried them the one time. They'd come in like little sets of three. Is that the White Castle thing? That's
they're the
them,
little
right?
slider type
yeah.
things.
Yeah,
I've never
and they're
been
so
to one.
Oniony and gross.
Uh-huh.
Blech.
Oh,
you get them
like
just
it?
Without onions?
I don't know.
Caramelized
I only went
onions?
There one time. Blech.
Well, you don't like onions, really.
I don't.
You do- what?
They hurt her stomach.
They well, raw onions I just won't eat because even though I like the flavor, I wouldn't do it. But something that is like super oniony, like I hate having that onion flavor in my mouth because it just overwhelms everything else.
All right.
No me gusta.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. My father parked at BART and I walked to BART and stole the car for the day.
Oh,
I
boy.
I parked it back before he returned to the station. Not in the same spot. Upon arrival, he thought it was strange that the car was in a different spot. He thought he was having a senior moment. And yes, I was clever enough to return the seat to his specifications.
Ah, funny. Who get my dad's car at BART? Be bad if you couldn't find a place to park it later.
Oh, I know.
Hey, Dad, I came to pick you up.
408 says, I would have whooped that kid's ass, too. The kid who stole the Beamer.
14 years old, driving around in the mom's Beamer.
She pulls up next to him. Just, oh, the scream.
So mad.
Oh, you watched the video?
I watched a little clip of the video.
Oh, my God.
Parks her car behind him and give me that belt.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, God. And then I don't know who's in the car, maybe a sister or something, laughing.
Oh, man.
He's going to get it.
Yep.
I was skateboarding down Walnut. During ninth grade, whatever, and Sandy was driving by and just was Vincent!
And you weren't at school?
I wasn't at school. I was like skateboarding with my buddy and there we are on the main street.
Dummy. You stick to the side roads.
We're skateboarding back to school. Leave us be and don't make so much noise about it. God!
Did she make you get in the car?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh
absolutely.
My God. So scary.
Oh, it's so uncool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you did was uncool.
Uh-huh. No. Being yelled at in front of others.
Hey, I guess you gotta avoid situations where you would be the person getting yelled at.
She did that because she cares.
Yeah.
Right, sure. Sarah paid $500 per ticket, just so you know. Yeah. You've been someone.
I don't remember what I paid.
Well, they
do. It was expensive.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Thank you for remembering that.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, we need to do Hamilton karaoke. I can actually do Guns and Chips.
Oh, goodness.
Says 408.
Yeah, I don't know all the words, though. That's my problem. I don't know all the words to anything, except old songs that I've known my whole life.
I don't know why 510 doesn't like me.
Oh, what do they got against
got
you?
Got our third row tickets on order. 450 a pair, Vin.
Mm.
Thanks. In my face, right?
Right.
Thanks so much.
You do it to yourself. It's true.
Loved that 20th Century Fox theme.
I know. That's a, oh man.
No,
like
I wanted to hear more of that.
I started to get chills. That was good. Mm. We still didn't get through everything. Poor little Yachty and Juice World. Let's take a quick break and we'll finish up the text on the other side.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.